Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the seventh week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is calling in from Carlisle, Massachusetts today with a preaching entitled, Beholding More and More and More and More and More and More.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you're talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home. And you will leave me alone, but I'm not alone because the Father is with me. I've told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you'll have trouble, but take courage. I've conquered the world." Here we are again in that long Last Supper dialogue from the Gospel of John. We've been reading it for over a week now and are closing in on the end of the passage. And the disciples of Jesus are finally tracking, finally feeling like they understand. "Now you're talking plainly," they say. "Now we realize," they admit. "Now we believe that you come from God," they summarize. I've had some moments like this. I imagine that you have too. Moments when I feel like the mysteries of faith are finally becoming clear. Like for a moment, my brain has grasped something complicated or puzzling and I finally got a hold of it. For a brief moment, I will understand, like the disciples did, that Jesus came from God. Maybe even that Jesus is God. Or sometimes it'll be a complex doctrine like the hypostatic union or transubstantiation or the harrowing of hell. And I'll have a flash of insight where all of a sudden it'll make sense and I'll see the logic of what it is that I think that tradition's trying to hand on. It's such a delightful moment. Aha, I get it. And then every time, just like with the disciples on the night before he died, Jesus replies, "Do you believe now? So you think you've got it? You think you've understood who I am and what I'm about? Behold, there is more." On the night before he died, the more was news of his impending betrayal and death. The disciples had finally grasped his coming from the Father. Now they needed to understand his return to the Father. We could say they knew of his incarnation. Now they needed to know of his Pascha, his dying and rising. But it is a pattern that we experience in our own relationship with Jesus also. Behold, there's always more, always more. The hour is coming and has already arrived. The mystery is never exhausted. God is like a bazillion watts of electricity. Our brains are like 60-watt bulbs. "Si enim comprehendis, non est Deus," wrote St. Augustine of Hippo. If you think you've understood, what you've understood isn't God. Or at least what you've grasped of God is so small in comparison to what could be grasped of the mystery of God that it's less like God than it is like God. I grew up thinking that once I myself died, I would finally truly understand it all, for then I'll see God face to face. But as my Dominican brother Scott, who runs this Word website, has tried to impress upon me several times now, even in heaven, we will still be human, and God will still be God. Even in heaven, we will continue to have moments of new understanding and realizing and believing. And yet, behold, there will always be more to understand and realize and believe. All of eternity, Aquinas suggests, we will continue to acquire more knowledge and insight. Aha upon aha upon aha. Perhaps this is part of what will make heaven such a joyous place, the never-ending invitation to behold, the never-ending experience of discovery. The passage that we read today concludes Jesus' Last Supper conversation with his disciples that we've been reading for so many days now. Tomorrow, the gospel shifts gear to Jesus' final prayer for his disciples. Jesus will begin to speak to God about his deepest desires for them. In this moment of transition, let us beg Jesus to continue to intercede for us, that our desire to understand, to know more, might never weary before the immense mystery of God and God's ways, but that just as we have come to believe what we currently have grasped, we might remain forever open to beholding more and more and more and more and more and more.